Hello. I am Webster. I have been programmed to search the internet, assess two things, and decide which is better. This is the Word Wild Web Podcast. If you like the podcast, why not subscribe and leave a review? Or contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube at Word Wild Web Pod. Assessing login credentials. Loading. Connecting to World Wide Web. Episode 1, Potato vs. Egg. Introduction, what is potato and egg? Potatoes come in chips, crisps, mashed, dauphinoise, gnocchi and birdseye potato waffles. They are waffly versatile. Eggs can be scrambled, fried, omelette, hard or soft boiled, poached, or, if you are an absolute maniac, baked. Round 1, the idiom. The idiom eggs as eggs is used to describe something that is definitely going to happen. Eggs don't know when, they don't know how, and they don't know why, but they sure as hell know that it's definitely going to happen. Just like Brexit. Unlike eggs, potato doesn't mean potato. Potato is waking up late, not showering, sitting on the sofa to watch hours of Netflix, content with the fact that nothing else matters. Potato is life. Potato 1, Egg 0. Round 2, Music. In 1962, Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers sang about the Monster Mash. It tells the story of a man working in a lab late one night building a monster. A monster that makes mash. The conventional method for making mash can be a long process consisting of peeling, chopping, boiling, seasoning, adding butter, or if you're feeling particularly bushy, cream, all before mash can be considered mash. Monster Mash takes out all the hard work from this process by rhythmically bashing the root vegetable with clenched fists. When complete, you're left with Graveyard Smash, something that Martians would later claim for their own over a decade later, making this the earliest recording of aliens using something humans invented first. In the song How Do You Like Your Eggs in the Morning, Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell sang about the various ways in which Dean might want his breakfast cooked. Trapped in a loveless relationship, Helen would only ever offer Dean two options, boiled or fried. Which, to be fair, are two good choices. Dean could not care less. The only eggs Dean wanted were unsurprisingly near her vagina. The man just wanted to fuck. Not cool. Dino, not cool. In the Disney film Beauty and the Beast, Belle is pursued relentlessly by the hunter and embodiment of hypermasculinity, Gaston. When Gaston realizes he doesn't have a hope in hell of banging Belle, he sulks, only to be cheered up by his assistant, LaFou, convincing him into singing a song about how great he is. Gaston slowly begins to get back to his old self and is soon enough punching other men, showing off, flirting with women and perhaps most weirdly of all, talking about how many eggs he eats. As a lad, Gaston ate 4 dozen eggs every morning, that's 48 eggs every single morning. As a man, he now eats 5 dozen eggs, that's 60 eggs before lunchtime. Every single morning. That's enough cholesterol to kill a rhino. Potato 2, Egg 0. Round 3, Throwing. Halloween is synonymous with the phrase trick or treat. The concept is simple, you give children sweet treats in order for them to not play some kind of trick on you. One well-known trick is egging someone's house. All you need to egg someone's house is some eggs and some throwing power. The trajectory of an egg will usually land, cracking its shell on impact and splattering an eggy mess across the victim's window. If you throw a potato, you'll smash the window into 1,000 pieces and it will likely land in the living room of a family that not only feels scared, but very confused. If you want to have a potato impact a window the same way an egg would, you should probably throw some mash. But as we've learned, you can't have mash without first peeling, chopping, boiling, seasoning, adding butter and or cream, which, if you go to all those lengths just to throw at someone's house, is nothing short of malicious. Potato 2, Egg 1. Round 4, Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, despite having hooves, and all the king's men, leaving the castle unguarded, couldn't put Humpty together again. If Humpty Dumpty was a potato, he would be Mr. Potato Head. So the nursery rhyme would probably be something more like Mr. Potato Head sat on a wall. Mr. Potato Head had a great fall, all the king's horses and all the king's men weren't needed because his bowler hat just clicks back in. The kingdom is safe from enemy soldiers for another day. Unlike Humpty Dumpty, who is constantly under threat of soldiers seeking his warm yellow blood. Potato 3, Egg 1. Round 5, Kinder Surprise. Chocolate egg with a toy in the middle. Potato 3, Egg 2. Round 6, Frasier. Dr. Frasier Crane is a radio psychiatrist from Seattle and the title character in American sitcom Frasier. A fully qualified practitioner, Frasier Crane can be heard every episode pleading mercy that he not be served another order of tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Einstein famously said that madness is repeating the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. But, for 11 years, 263 episodes, Frasier Crane was served that exact same meal. It wasn't until 2014 when he met Rocky, Han Solo, The Terminator, Crank, Blade, and Braveheart, in Expendables 3 where he finally managed to move past the ordeal. If you go to a pub, you'll usually find crisps. And Frasier never complained about the bar snacks in Cheers. Potato 4, Egg 2. Result. In the battle of potato versus egg, potato is the winner. Thank you for listening to the Word Wild Web podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, why not subscribe and leave a review? Or contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or YouTube at Word Wild Web Pod. Future podcasts will be available soon. Disconnecting from telephone. Goodbye.